Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour numero dos to the Rob Brown Show goes right now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rob. The Great Lonzo is on the other side of the metaphorical glass this AM. Should you like to be a part of the radio broadcast, there are multiple ways for you to do just that. The phone lines are open at 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663. You can text us on the text line at 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. FAN, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. You can tweet us at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show. That's me. At Lonzo on Word. No A out front. Starts with the L. At Lonzo on Word. Or you can hit up the entire station at The Fan Upstate on Twitter. We would appreciate a follow from each and every one of you. And I will also tell you that if you follow and interact with me, I will follow you back. So if you hit me up with a follow on Twitter and you start a couple of conversations with me, I will give you the old follow back.
Hey, Rob, you know, yesterday we had a ton of people trying to win those Furman basketball tickets. We got some more for you today.
Turns out we have four more for you today.
Not right now.
Not right now. And four more for you tomorrow. And four more for you on Friday. Also, before we get going, I want to send a very happy birthday to my man Skrilla. You guys might know him as Josh, but DJ Skrilla in the hizzy. He is the official DJ for the Greenville Triumph tailgate parties, which is the DJ to be. My dude turned 40 today. He's a man! He's 40! Happy birthday, Skrilla. I'm glad you made it, buddy.
Which I still yell at people who can't do the speed limit.
100%.
Especially on Miller Road. I mean, you just went by the sign. It's 40. Be a man.
Is I'm a man, I'm 40, like top five all-time college football catchphrases?
Definitely for sports fans, for sure.
Saban's, they ran through us like boat through a tin horn, is great to me. That's iconic. But I'm a man, I'm 40, I think is going to go down as an all-timer. No doubt. All right. Happy birthday, Skrilla.
I will tell you, 40 and 50, not much of a difference. So, you know.
20 and 30 was a massive difference. I am a little over a couple of years away from 40. And I feel like there's definitely a difference between 30 and 40. I think after 40, you're just old, right? Like, it's just all birthdays at that point.
No, you're not just old. I may call myself old and stuff. I don't feel old. Well, the bones are a little creaky. But that's because of sports injuries.
Fair enough.
You should take care of yourself when you're younger, because you're going to feel it when you get older. But other than that, I mean, some would say, you're still doing the same stuff you were doing 20 years ago. You know why I am?
Because I'm fun and I'm good at it.
Because, first of all, it's my job, and I like it.
And I'm good at it.
I mean, I think that goes without saying.
Frank Reich was introduced yesterday as the new head coach of your Carolina Panthers, ladies and gentlemen. And before I get to some sound, I want to tell you what I noticed right out of the gate. First thing that happened, Frank Reich gets introduced to the podium by David Tepper, by the owner. And he calls Frank Reich up, gives him the whole speech, welcomes him to the podium. Frank Reich stands up, and you know what Frank Reich did? And this, again, it's a little thing, but it caught my attention. Most of us, if we get called to a podium, are standing up and going to the podium. Frank Reich, instead of walking straight to the podium, made a detour over to his right where he shook the hand of every single current Carolina player who came to his introductory press conference, of which there were a handful, a couple of starters, handful of starters, a couple of reserve guys came to his presser. Frank Reich stood up, walked over to them, and shook every single hand of every current player that came out to his introductory presser. I thought that was a cool move. And it lined up with some things that he said. I'm going to start with clip 2A, if you don't mind here, Lonzo. Asked about what the structure of the team looks like for Frank Reich. What is the structure? What does the command structure look like on his team? I thought Frank Reich gave two very interesting answers. 2A is the first one where he said, look, the players are a part of this process too.
The difference between winning and losing, it's in the margins. It's in the details. It's one player at a time. It's one play at a time. It's one detail at a time. It's about focusing on getting it right, not who is right, not being right. We're going to get it right together. It's not a one-man show. You will see that as a coach and as a coaching staff, we will collaborate. We will collaborate with ownership, with Scott Fitter, the GM, with Christy Coleman, the president, the whole crew. We will collaborate together to create a championship caliber organization. And we will collaborate with the players, coaches and players together. This is a player's game. If there's one thing I know being in this business as a player and coach for 30 years, this is a player's game. They're the stars, right? But we do it together as a team. There are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts. It's all about the process. It's all about the people. And so we're just going to focus on progress, getting better every day.
I have, over the years, been around a lot of successful football coaches. I've been around a lot of bad football coaches at every level, high school, college, pro. I will tell you one thing that I have noticed over the years. One thing I've noticed over the years is that there is one word that has been a common denominator between all the good ones. And that word is details, right? Nick Saban, when I've heard him give speeches, when I've interviewed him in the past, very constantly hits on the word details. Dabo Swinney has very constantly hit on the word details. But there's also something else about them. One of the other things that you have heard is, I want the players to have a voice. I want to give the players a voice. Now, whether they say that out loud or not, you see it, right? Nick Saban has a nickname amongst the media, the Nick-tator, right? Because Nick Saban is a tough guy to work with. But he's not a tough guy to work for. I have talked to former Alabama players. I went to high school with DJ Hall. DJ Hall, back in 04 through 07, 08, for a while there, owned a lot of Alabama's wide receiver records. I've spoken with DJ a number of times since his career at Alabama ended and he went to the league. And one thing that DJ harped on many times to me was the fact that when something was going on with the football program, Saban would constantly ask the players for input, right? About everything. Charter flights. Hey, would you guys prefer this or that? When it came to the buses, would you guys prefer this or that? When it came to pretty much everything with the exception of the game plan and the uniforms, would you guys prefer this or that? What do you want? Detail-oriented, but gave the players a voice. You just heard that out of Frank Reich, right? He said, there's two things here. Number one, we got to be detail-oriented. Every game, winning comes down to individual details. One player, one play, win it. Win that detail. You do enough of that, you win the game. And I want the players to feel like they are part of this collaboration. But later on, I'm going to go to clip 2M here, Alonzo. Later on, Frank Reich was pressed on that a little bit. It's like, you know, there's a thought going around that players maybe get too much power. Players start to turn into divas. They start to take control of the program. How do you plan on handling that? And Frank Reich responded this way.
listen, this isn't a, we're going to collaborate, but it's not a democracy. It can't be. It doesn't work well like that, okay? The players are going to feel that I will love and respect them, and the coaches will love and respect them. And they've all had a lot of great coaches and players that I'm sure have coaches that have done that. But they're going to feel my love and respect for them. And they're going to be, and they're going to feel that we will listen. We will listen to what they have to say. But there has to be a chain of command. The coaches have to be in charge. It's about the players, but the players can't run the ship. It just doesn't work like that. That works for a very short time. If you want to have sustained success, it has to be the right kind of leadership from the coach, the GM, and the owner. And the players are going to drive the ship, but they're not running the ship.
One piece of advice to Frank Reich. Say boat. All right? Say boat. But that's another discussion for another time.
His emphasis on the P was pronounced. So I'm
just friendly
yeah,
advice.
Yeah.
No particular reason. Friendly advice. Look, and again, I think that's the other aspect of it, right? Like on one end of the spectrum, you got a guy like Belichick. Belichick's known for being friendly with the players, but at the end of the day, it's Bill Belichick that makes every decision. And I think you got to have a little bit of that. Nick Saban, same story. He's going to ask the players' input, but when it comes down to writing down what's going to happen, he's going to take all the input, and then he's going to make the decision he thinks is best for the team. You got to have that too. Leadership is very much about doing, not saying. Saying is one thing. Doing's another. And I think Frank's saying, look, getting up, shaking the hand of every player that's there, making a room full of media members wait on him. I know you got questions. I know you want to hear what I have to say, but these are the dudes. These are the most important guys in the room. These are the stars. These are the guys who sell the tickets. My job is to set them up for success, and I will make the decisions to do that. But I that sounded good. It sounded good. I liked it. Frank Reich went on during the actual introduction part to give four pillars and three principles that he lives by. I'm going to play clip, Lonzo's going to play clip 2B first. Frank kind of came out of left field to discuss the four pillars of what he believes make a championship program. And here's what he said.
It takes four pillars to do that, right? If you're going to build that championship caliber team, it takes four pillars. It's ownership and the organization. I was telling a bunch of people earlier, through the interview process to get to know Mr. Tepper and Nicole was very dynamic, to see and hear and feel their vision, but also to feel the conversation that we had, the partnership that started to, you could start to feel as we went through the interview process. That's a big deal. And of course, it's not just the ownership, it's the whole organization. For me to get a chance, the most important relationship is really with Scott Fitter, the GM, head coach and GM. You know, we got to be like this. We're together every day. We got to, along with Mr. Tepper, come up with the blueprint of what this team is going to look like and who we're going to be. So really excited to work with Scott. Class act. We're going to fit together perfect as I'm getting to know him. His expertise is going to be a great asset to me and to our team. And so looking forward to that partnership. And of course, with Dan Morgan, his assistant, I go back a little bit with him and Samir and then even working with Nicole on the business side and Christy Coleman on the business side, for us, that's a very important part of it as well. So it's about ownership. It's about the players. That's the second pillar. The first is the ownership. You got to have the right ownership to get championships. You got to have the right players. I'm really excited about the roster that we have and the roster that we're going to continue to build. This is what it's all about for me. It's about the relationship and the connection with the players. We give trust to each other right away, but then we continue to gain trust in each other as we work through and go through this journey together. And then it's about the coaches. You know, one of the things that Mr. Tepper made clear is we're going to get the best of the best. He's willing to help support that effort, you know, to get so that we get the best, not only the best, but the best for our team. So we have the right mix of coaches. And we will have a great coaching staff. And then lastly, that fourth pillar, it's about the fans. I mean, we're at that time of year. There's nothing like seeing a football stadium rocking. When a team is having success and when we're giving the community reasons to be excited about, it'll be a special time to be in that stadium and to be walking around the city wearing the Panthers logo.
So, Frank Reich said there's four pillars. You heard it there. It's leadership, it's players, it's coaches, it's fans. And I'm really glad that he tacked the fans on at the end, right? Like, one of the problems I've had with Carolina, I think Carolina, when they became the Carolina Panthers, when they started this franchise, I thought Carolina did a great job. I think calling itself the Carolina Panthers instead of Charlotte or the North Carolina Panthers, I think was a phenomenal plan, right? You are now opening up two states instead of one. I think putting it at a place while Charlotte is over to the west side of the Carolinas, putting it in Charlotte was the correct decision. I think using the outline of both states to create the Pantherhead logo was a great decision. I think they did a great job, but I think over the years, as I have mentioned, and part of this comes from business decisions, but as I've mentioned over the years, one of the problems that I've had is that the Carolina fan base has very much morphed into, in my opinion, a wine and cheese fan base, right? It is a fan base that has, sure, a lot of guys like Rashad Beard, guys that are diehards, guys that are at every game, guys that care, that have passion. But I've been to a couple of Panthers games. And a lot of the crowd, especially the folks who you want spending the money and influence a team, boosting the team up, are social fans, right? I'm here to show that I have season tickets. I'm here to see and be seen. I don't really care about the game. I'm not invested in the team. I'm not screaming. I'm not yelling. I'm not increasing the atmosphere, the volume of the stadium. I'm here because me and my friends have season tickets, and it's a good way for us to hang out for a couple of hours on a Sunday. And I wish all these clowns behind me would stop yelling defense all the time. I'm trying to enjoy the game. Frank Reich making sure that the fans got their shout out, I think, is a good thing. It's a good thing because that is something that has been sorely lacking. Late in the year, Carolina has a couple of good games, back in playoff contention. All of a sudden, the bank kind of looks like a real football stadium. Lose to Tampa, support falls off again. Carolina, like many other NFL teams, like most other NFL teams, step one to getting fans in the building, Lonzo, is what?
Winning.
Yeah.
I've been there in a full stadium in all different spots of that stadium. And when the stadium is moving and you can physically feel it moving, then you know that you've got a good crowd and they're there to see the game.
Frank Reich's going to try to build that back up. So I respected the shout out there. I respected the shout out there. James said, transplants along with fans selling their tickets to opposing fans, so half the stadium is green or purple. And yeah, that's a problem. But I'll tell you when fans don't sell their tickets. When you're winning, right? When your football team is putting up 5-win seasons, why am I going to invest in that? If I can recoup my $175 I spent for this ticket and I can stay home, watch my team lose on the 60-inch and get my money back, I don't care. $160 that I get off a Packers fan is the same $160 I'd have got if I sold it to a Carolina fan. But if the team is 11-6... 12-5, in charge of the division, now I'm willing to put that 175 and 3.5, 4, 5, 6 hours of my life into going to a football game.
Yeah, check out the pics and video of the couple Super Bowl runs. You're not going to see empty seats in there. It was a lot of fun.
Ryan said, as for coaches, always sounds like they all read from the same PR playbook, say process, details, and trust over and over, and never go into specifics. Well, I'm glad that you asked about that, because one thing I was disappointed about was the lack of specifics that Frank Reich was willing to get into. Let me start with clip 2D, and then I'll move on from there. Clip 2D, Frank Reich was asked about the current construction of the roster, what he likes, and what he thinks needs to be better. And this is how he answered that question.
I think the defense has been obviously a real strong suit, been top level defense. but we're always looking to get better. To be honest, here's what a top five defense gives you an opportunity to do. A top 10 defense is going to give you a chance in every game, but a top five defense is what really can elevate you as a team, that you can not only be in every game, but you can find a way to win every game when you've got a top five defense. So we understand we're in a league that is offensively driven in many ways, but kind of the secret sauce is create and build upon the momentum that we have here, the players, the roster that we have here on defense. Get the right coaches so we have the right scheme that accentuate their gifts. I'm not going to go through player by player. Scott and I have sat down, started to talk about that. There's still a whole lot more study that needs to go, but obviously that stands out. And then offensively was really encouraged as I watched kind of the second half of the season and dig into the tape a little bit. There's so much to build on. The offensive line, the running game, we got receivers that can get vertical down the field. The running backs were strong. Foreman looked strong at the end of the year. That's going to be really important for us to get the ball vertically down the field, continue to build this roster so that we improve in all three phases, which, of course, also brings you to special teams, which were top-ranked special teams, this past year. And we look forward. That's an essential part of a championship-caliber football team.
So when asked what he likes and what he doesn't, he gives all the things he likes. We got a good defense. We got a good offensive line. We got a good running game. But he does not say, I would like to address this. I would like to address that. I think this needs to get better. It was, hey, the offense is good. The defense is good. The special teams is good.
Come on. I think you're nitpicking a little bit.
Yes.
Because
it can't be all sunshine and rainbows.
All the things that we've talked about all season long that are the strong points, he's saying they know those are the strong points. It's not like he's going, well, we need to be a passing team. He did say you need to throw the ball down the field, but yeah, you do. But he did point out how good the offensive line is and how good the running game is. Same with the defense and special teams. Didn't mention the quarterback because we all know they ain't got one.
So I was
okay with what he said there.
Again, if
and plus, you don't have coordinators yet. You don't know what this team's going to look like. But for the most part, he's saying, I think what he's saying, that offensive line is going to be back. Dante Foreman is going to be back. I think, and the defense is going to be back. So I think it's also a message to certain players and people on the team. Hey, you're coming back.
Here's the take on it, right? It's kind of like this show. His press conference to me is kind of like this show, or it should be. This show is fun, loosey-goosey. We do fun stuff, right? It's not all serious. It's not all conflict to me. We can have conflict over, is Tom Brady attractive? LOL. And it's fun and it's goofy.
Yeah, especially since only one person in this, room.
Correct.
That, so.
But that doesn't mean, even though you want to have fun and enjoy stuff, that there aren't times when you have to compartmentalize that and address something that is not fun and not comfortable, right? To me, to come in and do what Frank Reich did and get asked the question about a 7-10 football team, hey, what needs to get better? And go, yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Let's just talk about the good stuff. It's like, coach, your job is to fix. You don't have to fix good stuff, right? Lonzo and I have had this conversation before. Carolina wins a game. I come in the next day. I'm like, all right, here are the things that went wrong. Lonzo's like, why can't you focus on the win? Because the things that got you the win are already fixed. They're already good. You don't go, when your car gets a flat tire, you don't go downstairs and shine the mirrors. The mirrors are working fine. Fix the problem. Get the thing running to max efficiency. I genuinely wanted to hear what the problems Frank Reich thought were with this program and how he wants to fix them. I don't need to know the offensive line's good. I know. I don't need to know the defense is good. I know. I don't need to know the kicking unit's good. I know all of these things. I want to know what you think is wrong and how you're going to fix it.
You know what else you know? You know all the things that are wrong with the team. You already know all that.
Right, so address how you're going to fix them. You're the coach.
So you want him to come in and be negative while the fans are going, okay, we've got a guy in here who wants to win and everything. He's not, there's time for negativity later.
No, you're missing. No. That's not negative, Lonzo.
You and I, as you pointed out, we come at things from a different angle. I think you can have a mix of both, talk about the good stuff and talk about the bad stuff. But in an introductory press conference, I don't think you have to go into major detail about this needs fixed, this needs fixed, this guy sucks, we're getting rid of this guy, all this. You don't need all that. That's going to be taken care of when you get your coordinators, you get your coaching staff in place, and you start. He talked about that they're evaluating players right now, and we're going to see some guys go elsewhere, and we're going to see some guys stay. But I don't think you have to throw negativity in for it to be a good press conference.
See, and I don't see here's the problems and here's my plan to fix them as negative, right? Like if we, again, I've used this metaphor before. If we get off the show, let's say we have a great show today, and we get done with the show, and I go downstairs and my tire's flat.
Wait a minute, if.
And I go, I'm going to.
What's this if stuff?
Okay, when we get done with our stellar show, as they all are, if we get done with our stellar show, and you and I walk out to the parking lot to leave, and my tire's flat, and I go, crap, I got to fix this tire, and you hit me with, why are you being so negative right now? I'm not. This is a problem that needs to be fixed.
That's not what I would say. I would say, let me give you a hand, Rob.
Great. You would tell me how to fix the problem. That's exactly what I'm asking for.
I think you know how to change a tire, but I'd be giving you a hand. I would be positive in a negative situation.
Point is, there are problems, and I think they need to be addressed. Let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, the other question we wanted to know is the quarterback. Frank Reich was asked, what type of quarterback, if you could have anyone you wanted, would you go with? And he gave, I genuinely think, maybe the best answer of the day. I'll give you that and a couple more clips from that intro presser yesterday here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're still on this. Listen, if my toilet is jacked up, to the point that I can't fix it because I don't know what's wrong with it.
Burritos.
Do like me some Taco Bell. If I don't know what's wrong with my crapper, and I call John the plumber.
Let's just call it a turlet, okay?
Turlet. If something's jacked with my turlet, and I don't know how to fix the turlet, and over comes John the plumber, and he walks in, and I go, John, what's wrong? What's wrong with my turlet? And he goes, this bathroom's absolutely beautiful. The sink works incredibly well. Your shower is phenomenal. I love the choice of shower curtain. I think it brings a nice pull together of the wallpaper in the room. The mirror, gosh, just spotless. You must use Windex all the time. I would go, John, thanks, but what's wrong with my toilet?
He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't say anything because he wants his toilet fixed. But the other thing is, while Rob is seething over the fact that he's complimenting the rest of his restroom, John the plumber has already fixed the problem.
Great. Has Frank Reich already fixed the problem?
Maybe.
No! He's been a coach for 2 days.
Well, you expect him to know everything. So if he knows all the problems, and he should be telling us all the problems and breaking down in the press conference, all right, let's go player by player and tell you whether they're going to be on
is
this
that
team
what I
or
asked
not.
For?
And so, I don't know is what that, you asked for. That's the whole point.
Right.
What do you want?
I would love for if I ever have to find another job, my interviewer to be like Lonzo. Was like, what challenges do you think the company's going to face over the next couple of years? And my response is, yeah, I don't really want to talk about that. Instead, I'd like to talk about how amazing everything is. And they go, ooh, yes, tell us how great things are. No, that's not how it works. The head coach is brought in to fix what's wrong to make things better.
Hey,
if
Rob.
I ask John what's wrong with my toilet and he compliments my shower, that doesn't fix the problem. I didn't bring the shower's fine. I don't need you to fix it. I need you to fix the toilet. And what I don't need is for the plumber to look at me and go, well, what do you think the problems are? I don't know. That's why I called you, John.
You and I both have interviewed people for jobs. And we've been through both processes. I've interviewed people to come and work at this fine establishment. If they came in with a dark cloud like what you're talking about and how that person gets a strike against them. I need a mix of both. But you're begging for something, but you're not telling me what it is.
Yes, I am.
I need to know exactly what you want him to do.
I want him to tell me what he thinks the problems are with the team.
In what
and
way?
His plan to
all
fix
right,
them.
All right, in what
the
way?
The same way
no,
that
no,
if
no,
I
no,
ask
no, no.
John what's wrong with my toilet, I you know can't you, give him an you know, answer because you know I'm not a plumber.
You know what John would do? John would be specific. So what you're wanting, he would say it has to do with pipes, it has to do with your septic
yeah,
tank or your sewer
for.
Or something like
yes.
that. Okay, so what you want is you want Frank Reich to talk about individual players. That's
no,
what you're asking for.
No.
Well, John just talked about individual
John
parts on the toilet. So you want individual parts. You want players.
Frank Reich could in that press conference go, all right, here's where I think the team came up short last year. I think the vertical pass game wasn't quite the threat that it should have been with the weapons that we have on the outside. We are going to address that by coming up with a new scheme that will include DJ Moore's ability to get down the football field because I feel like we could have included that more. I think that in the run game, we probably leaned a little heavy on the power run, didn't take advantage of the speed that we have like in a guy like Chuba Hubbard who can get to the outside. I think we'll probably be taking a look at some of our blocking schemes to see if there are ways that we can stretch the defense laterally with the run game, not just run into their teeth all the time.
So you're talking about how what the old coaches did. These are new coaches. Rob, when you came into this job, did you know everything that I do? Did you? No. We had to work together a little bit before you could figure out the nuances
no,
of my personality and how ours mesh. It's the same with the head coach. He doesn't have his assistant coaches together yet. He doesn't know what players are going to be there, what are going to be gone. Doesn't know if he's getting people in free agency. Doesn't know who he's going to draft, where they're going to be in the draft order. Are they moving up? All those kind of things. You don't know the parts. You can look at how someone else used the parts. But that doesn't mean – maybe someone else used the parts because that's all those parts
if
were capable
Frank Reich
of.
If Frank Reich doesn't know this roster or what this team did last year, he ain't a good
you,
head coach.
You just didn't hear anything I
no,
said.
No, I did. I did. Yeah, I'm disagreeing with
I
what
can,
you said.
I can look at video and everything, but I don't know the individual. I need to work with the individual myself to find out, okay,
I just
that
gave
guy,
you answers that did not mention individuals.
That guy didn't get this out of him, but I can because I understand him because now I've spent a little time with him and I know what he can do. So you can look at film and go, okay, he did this, this, and this. It doesn't mean that they're not capable of doing more.
Do you think Frank Reich knows what DJ Moore's capable of at this point?
No.
You don't?
I do not.
Then he should never be hired.
I don't think any coach can walk in without spending some time with the players, watching them in drills, watching them in things, to learn what they can get. Because what you're looking at, you're letting the film say everything. So how the last coach used them, that's all they can do. Obviously.
Right.
That's all they can do. But it's not.
So
I walk in and go, okay, Steve Wilks had no idea what he was doing with this. Why didn't he do this with him? I see he's capable of this.
Then say that. Right?
Until you spend time with them on the field. You cannot look at film and know everything about every individual person until you sit down and you work with them yourself.
I just gave you an answer of two problems with the team. I ain't a coach. I ain't a head coach. I'm nothing more than some know-nothing analyst in Greenville.
So you want him to say hear.
No.
Not what he...
No. I don't need him to say, well, Rob Brown thinks this. What I need him to say is, what do you think of the... Here, I'll give you the example. I'll use your metaphor. When I got the first call for this job, Rob, we're interested. Can you come up here and do a live audition with us? And I said, hell yeah. I'll be there Monday, right? You know what I did for the next 4 days between that call and the drive up for the audition? I listened to every show on the station. I listened to you guys live around the clock in every single day part. I knew the local personalities that were on at the time. I knew the syndicated lineup that was on at the time. I knew the teams. I learned about the teams in the area because part of me has always been, I want a very close relationship with the teams in our neighborhood. I think I've done that. I've NC'd stuff for Furman. I work for the Bits. I do stuff with the Triumph, with the Drive, with South Carolina, who we had Shane Beamer on yesterday.
And so a great interview. You should check it out.
Should.
Go online.
TheFanUpstate.com. Click the podcast button, drop it down to the Rob Brown Show, and download yesterday's interview with Shane Beamer. It was a lot of fun. Lonzo asked him about his sunglasses. It was great. When I got here that next Sunday night, and I came in, and I did the show from noon to 3, when I got done, the boss called me down to the office to go chat. And I sat down with him for 2 or 3 hours. And he said, what would you say are some of the things that we can do better? And what are some of the things that you bring to the table to address that? And my answers were, and I can still tell you what they were. My answers were, I have not heard anything about the local sports teams on this network at all, period. I've heard nothing about them. I know for a fact that the Greenville Triumph, who are new, are very good. I know for a fact that the Greenville Drive are exceptionally popular. I know for a fact what Furman's been able to do, because I've been seeing Furman pop up on my TV screen as a fan for a number of years. I know you've got a hockey team. I come from a hockey background working for the Ice Flyers down here in Pensacola. I know how to work with them. I heard nothing about the local teams over the last 4 or 5 days as I've been listening. I would fix that immediately. Number two. And I gave a couple of things that I said, these are things that I think, in my opinion, are deficiencies on the station. And these are the things I would do to address those with my time, my airways, my additional effort on the show. I was also able to say, here are the things that you have going on that I think are good, and highlight those, right? I think Mark Ryan creates one of the most compelling radio shows in the Southeast. I think that Diesel has an incredibly unique perspective because you never get small college football guys who get into the big market conversation on stations like this. It's always Clemson, USC. But I think to have a guy like Diesel in there that can address ECU and South Carolina State and Appy State is a huge benefit because it expands the conversation. I was able to give things that went wrong that I think I can address by showing up, and also things that went right. I have no problem with Frank Wright saying the thing he likes about the program, but those are things we all think are good about the program. What I need is, what went wrong last year? Why didn't we make the playoffs last year? In your opinion, right? In your opinion. I want his opinion on that. That was it. Nothing more.
Sounds more like you want your opinion, but you want him to give your opinion.
No, I want him to give his opinion.
So far, I haven't had any problems with the press conference at all. I think he's done a really good job. We'll see if he can actually coach.
All right, let's go to clip 2L real quick. Last one I'll play, and then we'll take a break. Frank, because this one's interesting and compelling, and I want your thoughts on it on the backside, 71307. Start your text with fam. We'll read it on the air. Frank Reich was asked, what's his preference for style of quarterback? Very interesting answer.
we all know where the game's going, right? And we all know the game is going to, you know, a more movement style quarterback. I embrace that. I love that. And we worked with some, you know, in Philadelphia, had worked with Carson Wentz, and we did a lot of good things, got a lot of good things with movement, RPOs, play action, all that stuff. Same thing in the years in Indy. You know, we had some dropbacks, some movement guys. And so ultimately we can adapt to whatever, but where the game is going, you know, most of the guys coming out in college have more movement. So, you know, right, that has some advantages. The defensive players will tell you, when that quarterback is back there and he is a threat to run, you know, you watch Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, you know, which our offenses are, you know, are very similar just because of our connection with Nick Sirianni and so on and so forth, and the quarterback's running his own read and he's a threat to run, it just puts the defense in conflict, right? Slows the backside down. We have a saying that we'll say on offense, front side wins games, backside wins championships. Front side wins games, backside wins championships. Okay, well, if the backside wins championships, and if I got a quarterback who can run, and he's making that defensive end hold his water, making the linebacker hold the water at the second level, it's just going to give my guys more room on the front side. It's going to put the offensive lineman in a position to have better leverage. So if you got that guy, that's the game you play, and you put it to the player's advantage. But if you, at some level, even those guys, and Mr. Tepper and Scott and I talked about this, you got to have a guy that can win from the pocket. We're not going to drop back. If we have one of those guys, we won't drop back 50 times, but you got to drop back 10 times. It's third and 10, and the game is on the line. You probably are playing from the pocket, so we can develop that as well. You want to be able to understand who you're drafting or understand who you're acquiring, continue to develop them as a player. We can all get better. I can be better as a coach. They can become better as a player, whether we're, you know, signing a guy or drafting a guy. But ultimately, that's the challenge, and that's the excitement of it.
Front side wins games. Backside wins championships.
It's not your beauty. It's your booty.
The best part of that quote was I kept waiting for that line to drop to see if Lonzo would laugh at it, and he sure as hell did. Front side wins games, backside wins championships. Amazing quote from Frank Reich. But I also love the fact that he said, hey, look, we know where the game's going. Got to have mobile quarterbacks.
I wish it's all about that bass was playing in the background when he was talking.
QB got low, low. Okay, all right, let's take a break. Let's not do that. My man Nikon, DJ for the Greenville Swamp Rabbit, says, does that make the players on the team the crap that's clogging up the toilets? Excellent job, Nikon. Excellent job. Let's take a break. We'll come back, wrap up this hour of the show. Then we'll get to not that on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rounding out the second hour of the Rob Brown Show, Robin Lonzo with you. Thank you very much for being a part of it and spending your AMs with us. We appreciate it. 844-326-3663 is the phone number. Text us 71307. Start that text with fan. We'll read them on the air. Let me get one last relatively short clip from Frank Reich here. We got, it's a short clip, I think, 2E. Because this is one thing that I did want to know. Frank Reich has called plays. He has also allowed offensive coordinators to call plays. Who's going to call the plays in the Carolinas? Frank Reich gave the best possible answer.
As far as calling plays, I'm going to wait to see that we get the offensive staff together. Obviously, I've always enjoyed doing that. Felt like I've had a good bit of success doing that and enjoy doing that. It feels to me there's a little bit of a trend going away from that. I want to continue to re-examine that, and it just depends on how the staff comes together and the coordinator thing. I'm excited about the prospects of some of the guys that are out there that could be our offensive coordinator. So I'll wait to make the final decision on that.
Good enough for me.
Wow, what a non-answer. I can't believe Rob Brown is enjoying what we just heard. He wasn't specific about who's going to be calling the plays, who the coach is. I want to know all the details.
So, Lonzo's decided we got 30 seconds till break and he's going to pick a fight. Listen, I'm good with this answer.
I still
answer
can't do it. It hurts.
Because this answer is rooted in a space of, I don't have that information yet. Frank Reich does
have... Which is what I said for like 30 minutes.
Right. But you said that about something he does have the information for.
He doesn't.
If he doesn't know what he would change about how the team was run last year, that's not good.
That's not what I said, by the way. That's not what I said.
What I was asking for.
Yeah, what I said is he doesn't know the players to know who he's going to keep.
You can answer that question without having to know the players. What went wrong for the Panthers last year?
Yeah, they lost.
Right, why? As a football coach, you should know why.
Poor coaching.
Right, what?
Inconsistency.
Right, but why?
Yeah.
Like, what was the deal, right?
Yeah, but we all know this. Anyone who pulls for the Panthers or anyone who's like has sports knowledge at all can go, hey, you know what's wrong with that? They ran the ball a bunch last game. Why ain't they running this game? Huh?
So say that.
Huh?
Right?
So
say that. All of
hey,
that.
Hey, Rob, the sun is in the sky. The sky is blue. The grass is kind of green. It is winter.
Kind of green. I like that answer from Frank Reich. Hey, if we get a guy I trust to play call, he'll play call. If I don't, I'll do it. I'm glad he took that stance. All right. Climatology with Lonzo resumes shortly after this. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show. You're listening to The Fan Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.